Good morning and welcome to Daily Inspirations. Greetings in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. This morning, for an inspiration from the Word of God, I'm going to read from Psalms chapter 138, starting in verse 6. It says, "Though the Lord be high, yet hath he respect unto the lowly, but the proud he knoweth afar off. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, thou wilt revive me. Thou shalt stretch forth thine hand against the wrath of mine enemies, and thy right hand shall save me. The Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. Thy mercy, O Lord, endureth forever. Forsake not the works of thine own hands." Verse 6 says, though the Lord be high, yet hath he respect unto the lowly, but the proud he knoweth afar off. James says, "He resisteth the proud, but giveth grace to the humble." And so, if we want to experience the presence of the Lord, we need to be lowly. We need to walk in humility. We need to be humble. And then verse 7 says, "Though I walk in the midst of trouble, thou wilt revive me." This verse has been such a blessing to my heart and soul. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, you know, when we walk facing trials, facing just difficult times, the Lord says, He will revive me. You know, when the Lord revives us, you know, we need to be lowly. We need to be humble. But as long as we're proud, he can never revive us in the midst of our trouble. And so this morning, are you facing trouble? Are you going through a deep valley? Here's a promise where the Lord says, "Thou wilt revive me." And then the verse 8 says, "The Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. Thy mercy, O Lord, endureth forever. Forsake not the words of thine own hands." And so sometimes the Lord allows us to go through difficult times to perfect those things which concerneth me. In Thessalonians, it also talks about perfecting those things that lack within us. God allows us to go through trials to help us to see those areas in our life that need perfection, that need to be perfected. And when we bow our hearts and are lowly and let the Lord speak to us through those trials, he will revive us. And he is able to perfect us. When we are able to acknowledge those things that need to be perfected, then the Lord can revive us. And so this morning, I want to encourage you. Are you facing a trial in life? Let be lowly so that the Lord can speak to you. It says, "Though the Lord be high, yet hath he respect unto the lowly." I encourage you to be lowly and let the Lord show you and perfect those things that are lacking. And then the Lord will revive you in the midst of your trials, in the midst of your trouble. And so that's my encouragement and inspiration to you this morning. Let the Lord perfect those things. But in order for him to be able to perfect those things that are lacking in your life, you need to be lowly. And as you're lowly and let the Lord do his perfect work in you, he will revive you. Praise be unto Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Thank you for listening, and God bless. Let's close in prayer. Father in heaven, we again thank you for your word, which is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. Lord, it's encouraging to our hearts, and Lord, it blesses our heart and gives life to our heart, Lord. Your word is magnified above all thy name. And we thank you and bless you for that, Lord. And I just pray you bless each one that listens. And may you revive each heart. May each heart be perfected into the image of Jesus Christ. I ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for listening, and God bless you. If you ever would desire to talk, I would love to hear from you. My name's John. My phone number is 260-466-4899. 4899. Thank you and God bless.